The Traveler's Journal, June 22nd. Yearning for the Yucatan. Years ago, Cancun was a tiny fishing village on the brow of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, where the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean meet. Now, it's a mega resort that draws over 2 million visitors a year. There have been many changes, not all for the best. Though the village of Playa del Carmen, 40 miles south of Cancun, now attracts cruise ships, small, budget-priced hotels and restaurants are still the rule here, not the exception. And not all Yucatan construction is new. The Mayans built the walled city of Tulum 1,000 years ago on cliffs over the turquoise Caribbean. You can walk among its ruins with their partially restored fresco murals. A bit further south is the huge Sian Qian Biosphere Reserve, a UNESCO World Heritage Site, which is the largest tract of protected land in Mexico. At the tip of its narrow peninsula, you'll find Punta Allen, a collection of resorts featuring simple, inexpensive, romantic thatched-roofed huts right on the beach. In addition to miles of stunning coastline, Sian Qian also has many Mayan ruins and Xel-Há, a well-groomed Mexican national park, where you need a mask and flippers to see all the sights. For a hint of what the Yucatan was like before mass tourism, drive south on Highway 307, two lanes of asphalt through a tropical jungle, to the border of Belize. Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.